How do you measure yourself with other golfers?
By height.
It's a very, very special honor.
I'm Paula Creamer, and you're listening to Golf Talk Live.
Well, we're waiting.
Hi, this is Martin Cove, a.k.a. John Kreese from Cobra Kai, and you're listening to Golf Talk Live.
And welcome to the 19th hole, sponsored by Golf Talk Live. I am Alan DePew. I am joined, as always, by Christian Nazamis.
Gentlemen, hello, how are Christian. You?
Andrew DePew.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing?
And who is that on that strange person I haven't seen in forever on the screen? Tony Leodora. How are you, sir?
It's good to be back with the Golf Talk Live boys. Do you realize that there are more people on this show right now than there are at the 2021 PGA Merchandise Show?
And
I'm used to being with 20,000 of my best friends this week.
I'm
in that place.
Tony, I'm used to having my shoes worn off from walking so many miles at the Orange County Convention Center. It's crazy down there.
That's right. We always called it the Miles of Isles, and it was a week of hard work and pandemonium, and every year you tried to ramp up for it. And sometimes you sort of dreaded how hard the week was going to be. And then this year, when we don't have it, we miss it.
Well, my friend, we can keep that tradition alive because I have a beverage sitting right here beside me, and it's been one of those days. And let me share with you, Tony is joining us from his assignments that he's been on because it is PGA Show Week, because Tony is there all the time. And we originally had scheduled to shoot for the Tony's famous top 10. We're now pushing that to next Thursday because we were originally going to come in just this morning. Great news that we were ready to share with everyone right up until about 4:30 this afternoon concerning Golf Talk Live being nominated for some awards through ING. And the virtual PGA show, which has got its challenges, struck ING as well, because at 4:35, we got the note that, well, we're going to reschedule that. So, Tony, tell us about the PGA show.
Yeah, technical difficulties. Sideline that, and it's a shame. We know they let you know ahead of time that we have been nominated for four different categories: the Golf Talk Live radio show, the best segment of the year in the radio interview, whatever you want to call it, the Traveling Golfer television show, and a business feature story that I wrote for Golf Styles magazine. So if you're holding your breath and then, okay, we'll wait another week. And it is a big time at the show. They assemble you in a huge hall. There's a big audience. There's usually a famous MC doing the thing. And, over the years, Golf Talk Live has been named the number one golf radio show in America three times. So
right. We
were all excited. Now we have to wait to get excited. And as far as the rest of the PGA show.
What's your thoughts, my friend?
They tried to connect everybody virtually. And it was sort of like the last 2 days, it's sort of like been a combination of the call to Comcast to report problems with your cable, the call to the bank to talk about a problem with your statement, and that IT call to India. Put them all together, and that's what the last 2 days were like. Nobody was having much luck, and personally, I just got out of the platform and started connecting with all the people that I normally talk to at the PGA show via email and text, and they were extremely responsive. I just guess because they were glad to get through to somebody. The bad part about it is, we learn so much from the PGA show every year. New products, new trends, new ideas from talking to people visiting the booths. And I don't know that any of us are doing any of that this year.
Yeah, I don't disagree on that. I spend most of my day connecting with possible vendors we want to showcase, obviously, on Golf Talk Live, future product of the month. Great reception, great people, great energy when you can connect with them. And Andrew, I know you can attest. I copied you on a couple of emails. I've been messaging people through the platform there, and I should also preference this by saying, I know that the folks at the PGA, it's unusual times. I get it, but and they're doing their best. But
given 2020 and now start 2021, I mean, it's only to be expected, right? There's always going to be something that pops up as an issue. So it is what it is. I think for us here at Golf Talk Live, and we obviously are bummed that we can't get to hear about the awards. We'll have to wait a little bit, but from a standpoint of just being able to connect, at least we still have the connection via email. I did see all the emails, and I'm still reading through all of the emails.
Yeah, because I sent you a mountain of them.
I mean, I don't think I can get through this all in one day, but it's definitely unprecedented times for sure. However, these are the times that we live in, and we just got to grow accustomed to it. And
Christian, let's be honest. He is sitting over there because he wanted to go to be in Orlando. He wanted to see the latest putting training. You know, he can't just get by on a perfect putting mat and his putting arc and everything else that he's got in the house. But he needs the next thing to work on his stroke.
Really?
Hey, yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I said all along, I know he's all talk right now, but still, I got to see it out on the golf course firsthand.
You know what? I'm not going to give people a pass on. And saying, well, it's 2020, these things happen. Every time you call and you have to deal with whatever company it is, you get that same recording. We've had an unusually high number of calls now. There will be long delays. You'll have to wait. Please be patient. But Alan, how many times have you in the radio show told anybody that there is a long delay, you're going to have to wait unusual amount of time? The radio show went on exactly as planned throughout 2020, and now the podcast is going on exactly as planned.
Yeah,
we can do it. These brainiacs that run everything else better start stepping up. I'm not accepting it.
Well, I'll tell you the one that I heard, and we have some very good friends, obviously, down in at the PGA headquarters. One comment I heard was they're charging members for education. They're letting them in free to the virtual, but they're still charging them for education. Come on, guys. I think that's a three putt. You should have this time around. You gotta go move past that. But. Give me a 1 to 10 other than, well, maybe I shouldn't ask that question. Are you making some good contacts? Let me ask the question that way.
Perfect ones. We've already talked to one. We've lined up a couple of the products of the month already for upcoming months. And I actually got a chance to use the bottle tea that Frank Carroll and Greenkeepers have come out with. It is an amazing. And it wasn't just me. I had a young, long-hitting pro with me, and we both tried it, and we both said, this makes immediate sense as a practice tool on the range.
Yeah, so I agree.
Without giving anything more away, we'll do that. Today, I got a little box in the mail that from our friends at Bridgestone Golf with the new E12 contact golf ball. You open the box, and there's all of a sudden a little screen pops up, and there's Tiger Woods, and he's doing the commercial for it. Pretty
nice.
Genius way of showing it to everybody. Folks, wait till you see this dimple pattern on this golf ball. It's so different than anything you've seen. So, that's just a little preview of a couple of things coming. The high heat, which has been the best in fairway woods and hybrids for the last couple of years, their new turf plotter sole is it's impossible to hit a fat shot. Simple as that. So they're just some of the things we're going to be talking about as the products of the month later.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can't wait to see, and I can tell you where it's going to be. I can't wait to see some of these new products the next time I'm over at Mainland. And we're going to take a step away for just a moment to take word from them. When we come back, there's a lot of golf news. I mean, it may be January, but there's a lot of golf news going on.
Conveniently located in Harleysville, just off the Lansdale exit of the Northeast Extension, the player-friendly Mainland Golf Course offers excellent playing conditions at affordable rates. It is a perfect host site for your next corporate outing. And after each round, the golf experience at Mainland Golf Course can be enhanced by visiting the Mainland Grill, serving lunch and dinner daily. For more information, go to mainlandgolf.com. And don't forget their sister courses, Bella Vista Golf Course in Gilbertsville and Morgan Hill in Easton.
And we are back. And Tony, we're going to start with you because you mentioned to me off air just beforehand. There's some news down in your neck of the woods that used to be across the water over in Mexico. What's going on?
Big news. Last week they announced that the WGC championship that is played in Mexico City every year was being pulled out of there for COVID reasons. And already we're starting 2021 with a postponed golf tournament, a championship tournament? No. The concession club in Sarasota stepped up and in an incredible amount of time got the infrastructure together, the sponsor, the volunteers needed, and the WGC championship we played the last week of February at the concession.
That's a great track. Yeah.
Oh, named because it's co-designed by Jack Nicklaus and Tony Jacklin.
Right.
It's Ryder Cup concession between the two of them. I have played this course a number of times. It is on my list of the five most difficult golf courses in the world. It is so, so difficult. And it's an ultra, ultra private club. And it has an amazing history attachment to Golf Off Live. In 2012, for 2 years, I think it was 12 and 13, I took a group of amateurs down for a competition. We stayed in the huge mansions of the concession. We played there. And we did Golf Off Live from the grill room at the concession. In 2012, our guest was Paul Azinger. And if anybody was listening to Golf Talk Live at the end of the year, we rehashed some of the greatest interviews ever. And that one with Paul Azinger made it because in 2010, he captained the Ryder Cup team and broke the string of European wins.
Right, right.
And if you remember, Alan, he did it with a new formula on how to handle the players. And
yeah, the whole pods. The whole pods format. Isn't that the same interview though that you mentioned where he dished on?
Well, he did. They won in 2010 using his formula. 2012, Corey Pavin was the captain, and he never heard. Azinger never heard from him. So, and a lot of people said, you know, why didn't you reach out to Corey and offer some advice? And he said, hey, listen. If you're on the range and somebody's hitting the ball sideways, you don't go up to them and say, hey, by the way, I'm Paul Azinger and you're here. You know, you should try and hit it this way. You don't do that. He didn't want to confer with me. He said, so I let him go. And then, of course, the U.S. got smoked.
Right.
And he pretty much threw Corey Pavin under the bus in that interview in Golf Talk Live from the concession.
Well, both of those points are going to lead into two of our other next points, which is Christian, captaincy was just named this week for the President's Cup. I know it's not the Ryder Cup. Who did we just get named as the captain of the President's Cup there?
New captain is the one and only Davis Love, the third.
L3.
And I love it personally. I think he's great. I think it's a perfect fit. And I think that he's going to have a really like rock solid team. And I think that he's going to have a pretty stacked team and a pretty deep team as well. I know there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to be running for that. And I mean, there's 8 to 10 to 12 guys that you can easily pick right now that could be on that team, but that could also change within a matter of months.
Well, I mean,
if you're going to be a captain of the U.S. team, I don't think there's a better time to be a part of it.
I agree
that way. I mean, there's
President's Cup and Ryder Cup.
We've talked about this a bunch of times. And if you're going to have a depth to choose from, now's the time to be it. With all the young guns, with the veterans, with guys like Tiger still playing, obviously, you know, he went under his surgery and, you know, we hope that he'll be back in true form. But I mean, number. I mean, rattle them off. There's just so many guys that are, and there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to be left off the team for other reasons that, you know, we would be accustomed to at this point. But I think it's a phenomenal pick. Christian, you are 100% right. That is, they got it right. And I'm curious see if we can continue our dominance.
Yeah, but I could easily see him, though, picking, you know, even his assistant coaches or assistant captains are going to be stacked, too. I mean, he could go – just saying, for example, if Phil doesn't make it, Phil's on there. I'm going to guess Jim Furyk could be up there. I mean, you could have Fred Couples. Tiger doesn't make it. I mean, even if – it's just going to be a stacked team all around. I mean, from coaches to players, it's just going to be an all-around good environment, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Definitely.
Guys, the bottom line on this is – U.S. team has never needed a lot of help to win the President's Cup. They win it all.
True. Yeah.
And you guys aren't going to need any help from me to finish this up. Happy hour is calling me right now. I've got to get to that. If I see Alan take one more sip from his glass, I mean.
It's just genius.
Guys, enjoy the rest of the show. Great talking to you all.
Tony, thanks for.
Next week, we'll be back with some great news.
Tony, thanks for logging in. Do not get carpal tunnel from the virtual PGA show.
You've all got it. Yep. Take care, guys.
All right. Tony Leodora joining us in the 19th hole. Good to see him again, normally on assignment. But, hey, guys, continue what Tony said about rescheduled events. Davis Love III with 2022.
Southern Hills.
Something else happens in 2022, talking about rescheduled events.
Southern Hills gets the nod for the PGA.
And win the lotto.
I mean, if you're going to pick a lotto to win, I mean, other than probably the Mega Millions, this is it. I mean.
I would have taken Powerball, boys. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, I think your Powerball is our equivalent to the Mega Millions up here. But anyway, I mean, really speaking, I mean, Southern Hills, phenomenal track, phenomenal club. Couldn't have probably picked a better one. Obviously, we had our list of those that we thought it could be. But, you know, they get the nod, and it'll be interesting because, I mean, it's not very – again, we usually have been accustomed now to seeing the same types of tracks. And
well, I had an interesting conversation with someone, and I'm not going to say who, obviously, but – where is the country's polarized everywhere. I'm going to get on the fringe of politics for a second. Okay. Country's polarized everywhere. Most polarized probably on the coasts, especially on the East Coast, closer to Washington. They made the decision. They moved the event to an area of the country that is a great venue, just redesigned by Gil Hans, but Tulsa is a very appreciative area of having an event there. So I think it's a wise decision, wise move from a geographic standpoint from the PGA. Christian, do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. First and foremost, I mean, Tulsa, I mean, Oklahoma has fans. I mean, everybody always talks about having, you know, major championships up here in the North, you know, specifically around Jersey and New York, because they're known for like the most rowdiest fans. But I mean, they love going to Oklahoma and playing. And I mean, Southern Hills it's not a joke either. I mean, it's a top 100 golf course. It's hosted 15 major champion, or excuse me, it's hosted 15 championships since 1946. I mean, this course has been around, and I mean, I'm excited for it, to be honest with you. And you want to talk about some bunkers? Whew. Yeah, there are some bunkers on that course. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I hate it because, you know, the Midwest sometimes doesn't always. In my opinion, get some of the respect that it deserves for some of the great tracks that are there.
Well, it's history.
I mean, obviously there's more historical courses on the East Coast or on the coasts that obviously, you know, help that. But I think it's a phenomenal pick. I've been fortunate enough to get to play a bunch of different tracks in the Midwest myself. And I love Midwest golf. I think it's phenomenal golf all around. And, you know, I couldn't have thought of a better one. Overall, to take it to a location that's just got avid golf fans and a lot of them. So,
all right. So moving on to our next piece of
news. I was going to say we've got a lot of golf news to cover.
Yeah, the other piece of golf news that we got, and this is pertinent because Christian, somebody said last week Brooks Koepka was going to win. He guaranteed lock it in, put it in ink. Books did not win last week, and Brooks subsequently parted ways with Claude Harmon, is reported. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see how it fits together. I mean, Claude's been around for a long time, and I mean, obviously his dad's one of the best golf instructors of all time, you know, but I mean, he's been with Dustin Johnson, he's been with Ricky, he's been with Yanni Singh, Ernie Els, Trevor Engelman, I mean, you name it, he's been around, you know, and he's definitely coached a lot of major champions. So I'm curious to see, you know, kind of like we talked about a few weeks ago with Jordan, how Jordan's going to kind of be interacting with Butch here. I'm kind of curious to see now how Brooks, being so dominant in this sport, you know, kind of works hand in hand moving forward. I think it's going to be pretty interesting to watch. So I hope by all means, Brooks still out there.
Andrew, he was your pick. Defend this.
I'll defend this with this. I think he didn't have a great year last year. That's just proven, right? He obviously had the injuries that also hampered him. He didn't have a really successful return when he had the time to prepare and everything like that, which, let's face it, like mentally, when you're coming back from something and you have the extra time to prepare, like you expect to play well, end of story, right? I think anybody at one of us can say that as a competitive golfer, even if we're not on their level. I don't have much more to defend him on. I actually have a question that I'd like to ask you guys. And I'd love to get your opinion on it, because I have my opinion and I am still siding with Brooks in this, but I saw a comment that went out there that was interesting. And it is, who gets back to form first, Brooks or Jordan Spieth after their change?
Brooks.
And I think it is Brooks, but from Jordan's standpoint, we've talked about it. It's all mental. So is his mental gap able to be switched on and reconfigured quicker? I don't know. I'm curious what your thoughts are. I think it's Brooks still. I think Jordan's just mentally just not close enough, whereas Brooks doesn't look like he's not performing well. It's just he's not scoring well at this point.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, obviously on paper, it's Brooks. I mean, just look at the last few years. I mean, Brooks has dominated Jordan in any tournament that he's played in the majors, all around stats and so forth. And like Andrew said, it's all mental when it comes to Jordan. However, I do think Butch is going to get Jordan back on the right track, right? And I do think that we are going to start seeing Jordan contend here in the next tournaments and majors to come, hopefully, because again, Butch is the best one to ever do it. And I think that he could really get Jordan back on his feet. You know, but again, I do think it's going to be Brooks, hands down. I mean, you can't knock Brooks. I mean, the guy's won how many majors in the last, you know, 3-4 seasons, and he's just been up there left and right. So
that man, has made so many clutch shots coming down the stretch. That man, that's where I have a tough time talking against Brooks at this point.
Yeah.
So as I said the other day, we were kind of dissecting and giving our, you know, bloviating on our opinion with Jordan. And the fact that just improving his swing actually therefore improves his putting stroke. Jordan is successful when Jordan's rolling the rock well, bottom line.
Yeah.
Brooks, not unlike, I hate to make this comparison because I know they don't like this comparison, not unlike Bryson, Brooks is all about a power golf. So Brooks just needs to get it on the planet, hitting the ball, you know, by definition for them, on the planet.
On the planet is a different term for them versus us.
For us, without question. But the bottom line is, Brooks, I think to take him back to Brooks Koepka, dominant player, winning 4 majors, is not that far away. Then I think Jordan's got a path. I think Jordan can get back to there, but it's going to take a while. But let me just say this. Whatever it's gonna require for both of them is some perfect practice.
I was gonna say, this is a great segue, great little question. That's why I paired it together so well.
Well played, sir. Well played.
You know, folks, if you haven't already seen, they're right behind. I have it right behind me. I use it every single day. We talk about this, I think, every single show, and it's because it works. We don't endorse products that don't work. That's why we endorse things like the bottle tea and everything else. So you have to get your hands on the Perfect Practice putting mats. They are actually working for myself. They won't believe it till they see it, but when they see it, they're going to believe it 100%. You got to try them out using our code GTL15. Again, that is GTL15 for 15% off. These things can be rolled up and taken anywhere in the entire country. They have the smaller versions. They have XL versions. So it really does range. They have them in all different price levels too. So if you're trying to be more affordable, we again do have that price code to use. But again, I would not be getting better at my putting stroke if it wasn't for them. They obviously, the best guys on tour, are always perfectly practicing. So have to give our shout out to them. Again, use our code GTL15 for 15% off today on all of their products on their website. So got to give them a little shout out, but you know,
Christian, have you seen this performance yet?
I've seen it firsthand, just once. Again, I'm going to need to see it on the golf course, you know, when there's break to a putt or anything like that. You know, I mean, if he's three putting in a video game, he's going to be three putting again in real life. So that's all I got to say.
Listen, I am wearing a big puffy sweatshirt because I got things working behind me, just like I'm working on myself to make sure I'm strong, ready to go for golf trips.
Love it.
I'm giving no excuses to this golf season. So that way, when I come out and fully kick your guys' butts, I don't have any reasoning, you know, of like, oh,
you're just trying to get physically strong when you're deep into the back nine. Like we are this moment, we're deep
in
the back
nine. I can't wait to come back to that clip and to see him say that, you know,
I'm cutting
weight for every, I am going to be lean, mean fighting machine. So that way there is no issues of me walking all 18 holes coming into a play like it was at Pinehurst. When we did it for like 14 days in a row, it felt like. Okay. So I'm going to be ready, Alan, to go.
Alan, we're going to come back to this clip here. And when he says that exact sentence about his putting, we're going to come back to this exact moment.
I've already footnoted it. But Christian, let's get us off this carnage and take us out to someplace beautiful like San Diego. What do you got?
That's rude. One of our favorite tournaments to watch all year is Farmers Insurance Open. So first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to Alyssa Kazar, who was on the show with us a few months ago. Alyssa, if you're listening to this, you're more than welcome to come back on, hopefully after the tournament's over, and hopefully you have a very successful tournament yourself. But overall, I mean, you're talking best of the best, and this is it. I mean, you got everybody from around the world coming. You got the Phils, you got the Xanders, you got the Rickies, Jordans, Brooks, you know, I mean, you name it, they're in a tournament. You know, I'm excited to get you guys' feedback here moving forward on, you know, what you guys think Thursday to Sunday, who's going to come out on top, who's going to be missing the cuts, big names, no names, all the above. So who wants to start it out? I want to go last. So that's all I got to say. I want to go last.
All right. Well,
I have to confirm who's actually in the field. I know that obviously with the testing and stuff that there's some last minute changes. So Dad, if you have had the chance to actually confirm who's in the field, do me a favor and go first just so that I can confirm it.
But all right. Well, I have my pick.
I just want to make sure.
Let me tell you the three that everybody's throwing their weight behind. Okay. So I'm not going to pick any one of those three. Everybody's saying John Rahm. Everybody's saying Rory. Everybody's saying Mark Leishman. Those are the three that are getting a lot of interest on the betting boards. I'm not going with any of them. Okay.
Neither am I.
I am going to, and let's just talk about Torrey Pines in the first place. Two golf courses again for the first two rounds. South course is 77, almost 7,800 yards. North course is 7,300 yards. Oh, this is all about length, because once you get to the weekend, it's all about length. It's all about not making a lot of birdies, which actually my guy is all about birdies, but my guy combines length and is, I believe, number one strokes gained putting. And I've picked him before and he let me down, but he's not going to let me down this week. Tony Finau.
It's a great pick. I mean, you can't bet against him. He's had a hell of a year so far, and I think he's going to continue to have it moving forward.
I will say my only disagreement with that is, and it's some crazy number, I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but I just recently saw it. Tony Finau has had like 30 or 35 top 10 finishes in the last like 3-4 years and has not had a win.
Yeah, I mean, he's knocking on the door. I could see Tony knocking on the door this year for a major. I mean, he's playing that well, and I think he has the confidence right now and kind of like that little swagger right now going around the golf course. Andrew, who you got?
Here's the thing. So I think that this tournament like we've mentioned, length does have a certain added bonus. I don't disagree there. I do think, though, that it's somebody who, you know, I think it's somebody who can make birdies, and a lot of them, because today's golf has turned into that. I think it's now been not so much about par is the right number, it's birdies are the right number.
I don't want to interrupt. I said it's not about birdies, because when you get on, I don't care who you are, when you're on a 7,800 yard golf course, birdies are not as prevalent. That's all I'm saying.
No. And I don't disagree. Like I agree 100%, but I think now is more about birdies. Whereas in the past at Torrey Pines, it's been, let me make par and just scoot it along. I'm going with a guy. I have the hat on for a reason. I did wear this in a reason. Matthew Wolf, the swing is coming back. We are winning. Right. We are winning. And I'm knocking on wood right now. Matthew, please have a good week, so that way I don't have the curse continue. But I think a young guy is going to get it done. I really do. I think he's been playing well. I think we've talked about this man's got potential to even rattle off a major possibly this year. And he's an all-around golfer that is what's necessary at a place like Torrey Pines.
I mean, that's a great pick. He's one of the top players in the world. But I do think that you have to make – yes, birdies will come at Torrey Pines, but there are certain holes at Torrey that you can't play for birdie. You have to play for par. And a par is a great score on a lot of holes at Torrey, regardless of any course that you're playing. You know, statistically speaking, I don't think – you're not going to be shooting 20 under par at Torrey Pines because it's difficult
Let me dispel that one, young man. Because Torrey Pines has been everywhere, I believe it's in the last 5 years, from -6 to -21. That's the thing about Torrey. You don't know what you're
going to do. You don't know. And I mean, those negative – if you're in double digits at Torrey Pines, I mean, you're playing phenomenal golf, first and foremost. I mean, you have to be long. You have to hit the fairway, obviously, because they're so narrow. And when you don't, you're going to – they're almost like a – major rough. I mean, it's like they set that golf course up like a major championship. Well,
that's why it's going to hold a major.
You know, so
take your pick. But then I have also, I had something written down that I want to share with you guys. I want your opinions on if we want to continue doing it. But go ahead.
All right. So first and foremost, I'm going to say we just talked about him. I do think he's not going to win, but I do say that Jordan Spieth comes top 20 this tournament because I do think he's going to slowly progress to get back to where he was. That's my first point. I do think Jordan will play well. He's played well here over the years. And I do think I have a bright showing. He's not going to win, but I do have a bright showing for him. Okay. My pick, not Ricky, boys. It's not Ricky, even though I wanted to pick Ricky. It's not Ricky. It's Xander Schauffele is my pick.
That's solid.
So here's my thing. Like you did the bright showing. I think what we need to add to our list, and I know, Dad, you are keeping track of this, and we'll do it really quickly because obviously, again, we are on the back nine at this point. But I think something we need to add, which would be kind of cool, is a dark horse pick that is worth double points. And worth double points. If you end up, if you get it right, it's worth, but it has to be the winner. It can't be like a top thing, like where the points. It's a true, like.
All right, you go first.
Adam Scott.
Oh, come on.
Adam Scott
I kind of like that pick.
Adam Scott is a phenomenal striker of the golf ball. That dude has the purest golf swing known to probably man. He hits a ton of fairways. And, I mean, he's been successful on the West Coast before. I think he's going to get successful on the West Coast again. That's my dark horse pick. Although, I mean, obviously Adam Scott is probably a household name, so it's not much of a dark horse, but he's my dark horse.
Alan, go ahead.
I'm going last.
All right. I might steal your pick, to be honest with you.
No, you're not.
My dark horse pick, I'm going to be going Victor Hovland.
No, took his pick.
You did not take my pick. You didn't take my pick.
Solid pick, though. Just saying.
It's a solid pick. I, you know, I'm a big fan of Victor Hovland.
Hey, I'm just saying, I would have went Ricky there on previous shows, but now I'm thinking smart.
You just don't want to buy dinner.
Listen, that's why I added the double points factor, so I can hopefully catch up at this point.
I know,
that's
right? I was
going with. Mr. Miscut. That's what we're going to call you, MC. All right. Well, I'll just lay it down real quick. Rory.
That's not a dark horse. Like, that's not a name at the dark horse level.
Victor Hovland. Who would you take?
Victor Hovland is
Adam
more
Scott?
Of a, yeah.
Comparatively, Scott, I mean, you can argue dark horse all day you want. I mean, I don't know. Like,
dark horse is not like top 10 in the world.
Okay, then what's dark horse then? Like a Harris English, Ricky Fowler,
a Doug Gim, Spieth, Adam Scott.
Guys, come on.
Last thing about Farmers Insurance that I'll say is that I do.
Farmers think Open things. Field 2021. Let me just see who we got here. I'll give you somebody. You guys chat for a second, and I'll tell you who's going to win.
And I'll just say this: I think Ricky is coming top 15. I'll put that one out there. Argument? No argument.
You're putting a lot of picks out there so that hopefully one of them hits and you can claim.
Hey, no, Ricky's not a pick for me. Ricky wasn't a pick for me. I got my two picks in.
Hideki Matsuyama.
I still consider that a higher up, but I'll.
Wait a minute. Just for the rules here, and for everybody playing along at home, okay? To be a dark horse pick, you have to be outside the top 10. Is that what we're saying? Or is that outside the top 20?
Well, I think you're inside the top 20. Again, I'm saying like a Rory McIlroy in my mind is not a dark horse. Like,
well, you should be more specific on that when we were talking
about
more
specific. It.
I would have thought that you guys understand how a betting of a dark horse works. Like, I'm not saying
I'm
top
saying.
three, four, or five in the world is a dark horse pick. Like, come on.
I put $2 for on him to win.
Yeah, and his odds are probably better than Adam Scott's odds. That's my
point. All right. Hideki, he's going to win. Don't worry about it. He's my dark horse. That's a double point.
See what happens.
All right, we're going to come up with what's the official term for a golf pick.
Or we should do it moving forward. We should do like a person that's 50-1 odds or higher to win the tournament moving forward. There you go.
All right, we're good. Now they have to be outside the like pick. I don't know, top 20.
All right, even better. Perfect.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of players that are outside the top 20 that shouldn't be. So I like
those. I just can't wait for
Tigers outside, I think, of the top 20 at this point. So,
all right. So there you go. Once again, we wasted I don't know how many minutes of people's time debating how to do our rules and regulations. But in the end,
this is what
all
they turn in for, okay?
In the end, all that really matters is the fact that Andrew's player is going to miss the cut. And
for two weeks in a row,
shockingly, Christian did not take Ricky Fowler. That's all we need to know here, folks.
Absolutely.
These are the important details, ladies and gentlemen. If you are listening to the show after the fact, these are the important details.
All right. Well, we are literally on number 18. I've already put my putter cover on. Christian, what do you got? Anything? Any final thoughts?
Yeah, final thoughts. Obviously, like I just mentioned, Alyssa, we hope you have a great week this week at the Farmers Insurance. We'd love to have you come back on the show, talk about your experience, working this event as great as it is. So if you are listening to this, please come back on. We'd love to have you. Your spot is always open. But besides that, I hope you guys have a great week. Thank you again for tuning in. Make sure you guys follow us on all social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We got a lot of great content coming out for you moving forward. And I hope you guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. And go, Ricky.
Go, Ricky. You didn't even pick the guy, and you're saying, go, Ricky? You're going against
him. Hey, I'm not going to lie. Ricky is always a pick in my mind, all right?
Ricky, I'm going to tell you where you should pick Ricky. Obviously, it's Phoenix, okay, at the Waste Management.
Yeah.
I could see he always plays well there. I could endorse him. By that time, he'd be a dark horse pick anyway, so he, maybe you
could
double.
I just think that, you know, we can go back and forth on it. I think he has a better year than Jordan Spieth personally this year, and I do think that Ricky's going to end up.
Sadly, because I like Jordan, I think a lot of people are going to have a better year than.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. So.
Personally, I can't agree with you on that. I think Ricky actually does have a better year than Jordan. I think that's what you guys were going with. I can't remember at this point. It's been so long of a day. My closing thoughts at this point are, obviously, guys, as always, you guys are the reason that we are where we are, being able to, have the fans and have the support that we do. we can't get there any further or get, you know, any more followers without you guys promoting our show. Obviously we can only do so much. So we do appreciate all that support that we do get, but please do us a favor, tell a friend, tell a loved one, whoever you may know that is into golf or getting into the game, to check us out, because obviously we want to try to have a good time, want to try to enjoy, you know, all the fun that we do get to have with you guys. So my closing thought is to, you know, just please do us a favor, pass us along if you can, so that way we can be able to continue this great journey.
All right. And again, thank you, folks. Follow us, please, on Facebook at Golf Talk Live, Twitter, Golf Talk_Live, and Instagram, Golf Talk Live. Obviously, Instagram, got a lot of followers on there, run a lot of contests. Check us out over there. And, folks, we will see you again on Monday. Christian, hit it long and straight because
it beats short and crooked.
When it comes to great golf in Philadelphia's western suburbs, the conversation always turns to Bella Vista Golf Course. This must-play facility, designed by Jim Blaukovich, is known for its great layout and even greater conditions. It's also home to La Masseria, an elegant facility for weddings, banquets, and private parties. For more information, go to bellavistagc.com. And don't forget their sister courses, Mainland Golf Course in Harleysville and Morgan Hill in Easton.